Well, the guest time is here. Yes, sir. And it'll be tough, I guess, to find a more charming, a more welcome visitor than the lanky lad who is now approaching the microphone. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Mr. Jimmy Stewart. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Bing. What are you doing back in Hollywood at work? Why, did someone steal your fishing rod?
No, I sneaked into town to buy me a new Lucky Louie lure, and General Electric snagged me and put me to work here, Jim.
General Electric? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. That's a subsidiary of Bing Crosby Enterprises, isn't it?
No, if it was, I'd still be fishing. But enough of this fly dialogue here, Jim. Whenever you come to see me, it seems like you always have a problem. A major problem. I'll bet you got something worrying you, huh? Now, what is it? Hmm?
Yes, Bing, I do have a problem.
Well, let's have it. Out with it.
Well, Gloria and the kids and I rented a place down at the beach, mm-hmm. and that sea air is awful chilly at night, Bing.
Jim, I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do about sea air.
I know that, but now that you're working for General Electric, I thought maybe you might help me get one of their electric blankets.
Help you. Well, listen, Jim, all you got to do is go to a GE dealer. Buy yourself a blanket.
I kind of thought maybe you'd like to go with me, Bing. You know, you're new with the company. You'd get credit for the sale.
That's a thought. That's nice. That's sweet. I've snagged a customer. I'm a cinch for a gold star in my order book after that. I wonder where the closest GE dealer is, Jim.
Oh, well, there's a terrific store right around the corner here, yeah? On Hollywood Boulevard. Yeah, they've got everything there. I've been there 5 times this afternoon.
You've been in there 5 times? Well, why didn't you buy the blanket?
Well, every time I walked in there, a girl clerk came up to wait on me.
So?
And now I own 3 electric ranges... an all-electric kitchen, several automatic washers. But I'll be darned if I'm going to buy an unmentionable from a girl.
Oh, Jimmy, a blanket isn't an unmentionable.
Well, maybe not to a man of the world like you.
Well, Jim, if you feel that way, then I'll go with you. I'll help you buy the blanket. That way, if a scandal develops, I shall share your shame.
Yeah, well, that's... Come
on now, Jim. Steel your nerves. Let's go. Well, here we are, Jim. Here's the GE dealer.
Yeah, it's a nice window display, too, isn't it?
That's very pretty. But I must speak to the manager. My picture should be in the window there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, entree, Jim. In you go now and ask that girl for an electric blanket. Just go right ahead. Now, remember... electric blanket, nothing else.
Yeah, I want an electric blanket.
That's right.
I want an electric blanket.
That's right.
I want an electric blanket. Thank you.
Well, what now?
Would you mind showing me an electric eel?
An electric eel?
You.
Pardon me, every time I get excited, my Adam's apple pops like that. Bing, are you here?
I'm right beside you, Jim. Now, be brave, boy.
Now, if you'll just wrap up that eel, miss, I'll get going here.
Say, this is the 6th time you've been in today. Have you got a crush on me?
Are you?
No, miss, no. No, he's just a little excited, miss. What he really wants to buy is an electric blanket.
Oh, well, then step right in here.
Very well. Hey, Jim, what are you chewing on those pills? What are those pills you're taking? What are they?
It's Dramamine. I'm getting dizzy.
Oh, what you need's a good pat on your popo.
Now, will you gentlemen step in here to the bedroom?
The bedroom?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Jim. I'm with you.
This is a model bedroom we have to show young married couples our blankets and other appliances.
Oh.
Now, that blanket on the bed is ash rose. It also comes in glade green and blue bonnet.
I kind of like that ash rose there.
Very well, sir. I'll have one of those wrapped for you.
Just a minute. I don't want to get rushed into this thing here. And I think maybe I'd better try it out before I buy it.
What are you talking? What's it to try out? You plug it in, you get under it, you set the temperature control, and there you are.
Never mind. Is it okay if I try it, miss?
Please do. Of course, you can't get into bed with your clothes on.
You.
Old Adam's apple's getting to work out today.
Oh,
Now, if you'll just go over there to the dresser, you'll find pajamas. You can change behind that screen.
Thank you. Now, just one more thing. I'm getting this blanket for two people. Now, how will I know that it works double? How will I know that?
Well, don't look at me.
You see, miss, I'm married to a girl. Just a minute here. I've got my marriage license right here.
Oh, never mind that. Get on your pajamas now. Get into bed.
Well, what'll I do for a partner?
Oh, yes.
Say, Bing.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, go ahead. Pretend you're his wife.
All right. What I won't do to get a gold star in my order book.
You'll find sleeping garments there in the dresser.
Hey, oh, these look all right. I'll just take this pair of blue pajamas here.
Just a moment, sir. Why are you pawing around in that drawer?
I'm looking for more pajamas. All I can find in here are pink nighties.
Oh, I'm sorry. All we have is one pair of pajamas. Why don't you slip into one of the nighties?
Are you?
Now I'm doing it.
Come on, Ben. We'll get behind the screen and change here.
I'm with you. Take away my undershirt, dear, and there's nothing there but skin.
Say, Bing, what's that string tied around your big toe for?
Oh, that's to remind me to put on socks.
But where are your socks?
Oh, the string's warm enough.
Oh, yeah. As you know, these pajamas fit me perfectly.
Oh, goody. Say, help me on with my nightie, Jim. It's caught in my ears here.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. Here you go. Gee, Bing, you look like Ray Bolger in Where's Charlie?
I feel like Rita Hayworth in A Fair in Trinidad.
Let's hit the sack, Jack.
Okay. Oh, no, Bing, no. I always take that side. You take Gloria's side here. Mm-hmm. Say, miss... How do you work this thing now?
Tell me, sir, do you sleep on your right side, your left side, or on your tummy?
On my popo.
Just get under the blanket. Now, you each have an individual temperature control. Just turn the dial to any temperature you desire.
Oh, thank you. Hey, this is all right, huh?
Yeah, real comfy, isn't it?
Say, miss, these lights are awfully bright in here. I wonder if we could turn them out, huh?
Well, of course not. These lights are to show our display.
Close your eyes, Jimmy. Now, come on, we'll test the blanket here.
Okay, Gloria. Bing.
Call me Gloria if you'll feel more comfortable.
I think I'll set my dial here. Pilot to navigator, switch on.
Navigator to pilot, switch on.
Contact.
Contact. Say, this is fun.
Gentlemen, please. You'll never get the right feel of this blanket by playing around with it. Now, just pretend you're a young married couple. Engage yourself in some chit-chat, and the first thing you know, the gentle heat from the blanket will waft you off to dreamland.
Hmm. Okay, I'll be the missus. Did you have a heavy day at the office, dear?
Oh, yes, yeah, we're taking inventory. You know what that means.
How's it going?
Up to closing time tonight, we were short 4 paper clips and $12,000 in petty cash.
Well, it'll show up somewhere, probably in your expense account.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good night, dear.
Good night.
I wish I had a glass of water.
I wish you did, too. Good night.
When we were first married, you used to just leap out of bed and get me some water.
Good night.
Did you put the cat out?
What cat?
That cat.
I guess not. Nine.
I think I'll turn my side of the blanket up a little.
Must you play with that?
Well, I'm restless. I just don't feel like sleeping.
Well, why don't you walk up to Lake Arrowhead and get a glass of water?
Wow!
And take that cat with you.
Oh, I have a good notion to tear off half my blanket and go home to Mother.
Well, go ahead, rip it off.
Now, gentlemen, please, don't tear the blanket.
Oh, pardon, we just got carried away here.
Yeah, oh, this blanket is terrific, miss. I'll take one of these.
Oh, good. Here's one just like the demonstrator, all wrapped up for you.
Fine. Now, how much is that, miss?
It's absolutely free.
Free?
Yes. Hmm? And here's one for you, too.
Say, what is this? Why are we getting free blankets?
Those are your prizes. You boys have just been on television.
Oh, my God. Bing, you and Jimmy always seem to get into trouble when you go shopping, don't you?
Yes, we have been involved in our share of tepid immersions.
By the way, did you get a chance to look at the General Electric ranges when you were in the store there?
Oh, cased them closely. And believe me, Ken, that GE Stratoliner range is just about the cleverest thing I've ever seen.
Well, the GE Stratoliner is the most beautiful range in the world. It has everything. It leads the field in speed cooking, saves time, work, and, well, it really makes cooking a pleasure. It has GE push-button controls, lighted buttons that work with the flick of the finger, and a separate color for each cooking speed, too.
Well, that's so you can see what's cooking at what speed all the way across the kitchen.
That's right, Bing. Mm-hmm. And listen to this, folks. It has the famous GE three-way oven. It's a little oven, it's a big oven, it's a broiler. You make the change from one to the other simply by moving a bake unit. It has a deep well thrift cooker and even a warming drawer to keep food nice and hot till you're ready for it. And it's as easy to keep clean as a china plate.
So if you're searching for a really modern, deluxe, wonderful speed cooking range, beat a pass to your GE dealers and feast your eyes on a General Electric Stratoliner. GEs are great ranges. I wouldn't cook a weenie without one. I like to do old favorites, like to try and sing them, and one of my real favorites is Somebody Loves Me, the great Gershwin number. Buddy Cole is featured prominently at the piano on this.
Somebody loves me, I wonder who. I wonder who she can be. Somebody loves me, I wish I knew. Who can she be, worries me. For every girl who passes by, I shout, hey, maybe you were meant to be my loving baby. Somebody loves me, I wonder who. Maybe it's you. Somebody loves me, I wonder who. I wonder who she can be. Somebody loves me, I wish I knew. Who can she be, worries me. For every girl who passes by, I shout, hey, maybe you were meant to be my loving baby. Somebody loves me, I wonder who. Maybe it's you.
Thank you.
Very nice, Bing. Now, how about something just for Mrs. Housewife?
Very well. Girls, the GE All-Electric Kitchen, just for you.
Ladies, you can now have the convenience, the cleanliness, and the wonder of a GE All-Electric Kitchen for only $47.20 a month after a small down payment. Just imagine, ma'am, you're surrounded by gleaming, perfectly matched appliances. One is doing the cooking, one is washing the dishes, one is cooling the dessert, one is disposing of food waste. All of a sudden, kitchen drudgery is almost wiped from your life with the miracle of a GE all-electric kitchen. You can have that kitchen now, immediately, and pay for it over a 3-year stretch. And your GE dealer gives an added service. He'll sit down with you and design your whole kitchen layout for efficiency and for beauty. And it costs you nary a cent extra. Are you buying a new house or building one? Well, have a GE all-electric kitchen and include the cost right in your regular long-term mortgage.
Your GE kitchen dealer's the bright gentleman to see about all this. Do it soon, huh? Here's a lovely new ballad. Its immense popularity, undoubtedly attributable to the British recording of the same by Miss Vera Lynn.
Auf Wiedersehen, auf Wiedersehen, we'll meet again, sweetheart. This lovely day has flown away, the time has come to part. We'll kiss again, like this again. Don't let the teardrops start. With love it's true, I'll wait for you. Auf Wiedersehen, sweetheart. Again, like this again, don't let the teardrops start. With love that's true, I'll wait for you. Auf Wiedersehen,
sweetheart. Now, my thanks to Jimmy Stewart for his always charming visit, and I hope that you folks will be with us here the same time, same place next Thursday night, when our guest will be Miss Connie Boswell. Folks, always remember that fabulous General Electric dependability. You can't see it, but you can be sure it's there in every single General Electric appliance that you buy. Take my word for it, you can put your confidence in General Electric. And thank you very much.
Bing Crosby Show, presented by General Electric, was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guest, Miss Connie Boswell.